Trend number six, technology moves us toward the real-life matrix. In the Matrix movie trilogy, humans were plugged into a powerful computer that created sensory experiences that existed only in their minds. It appears that the Sony Corporation is quietly working on a project intended to make the Matrix a reality. 5 years ago, the Japanese entertainment company filed a patent for a method of firing ultrasound pulses at a person's brain. This technique, the patent application suggests, will trigger patterns in the brain that will create sensory experiences, including tastes, sounds, smells, and moving images. The patent was granted in March 2003, and Sony has filed regular continuations, including one as recently as December 2004. If the concept seems familiar, it is because science fiction writers have already imagined it. In books like William Gibson's Neuromancer and Werner Wing's True Names, as well as in the Matrix movies, sci-fi authors have suggested that computers would someday stimulate the human brain's sensory receptors. Sony would not allow the technology's inventor, who is based in the company's research facility in San Diego, to speak to reporters. But a Sony spokesperson told the journal New Scientist, which broke the story, there were not any experiments done. This particular patent was a prophetic invention. It was based on an inspiration that this may someday be the direction that technology will take us, unquote. Other experts who have reviewed the patent are optimistic it could work. I looked at it and found it plausible, said Niels Birbaumer, a German neuroscientist whose landmark research resulted in devices that allow people to control devices using their brain waves. What are the implications of this new development? The concept provides intriguing possibilities in at least two fields, each of which offers the potential to revolutionize an industry and create billions of dollars in profits. First, the technology could change the world of entertainment. This would appear to be the most logical application of the technology because Sony is, of course, an entertainment company. It generated sales of $67 billion from its music, motion picture, television, video game, and computer entertainment businesses in the fiscal year ending March 31, 2005. It co-developed the compact disc, the DVD, and Super Audio CD. It invented such products as PlayStation video game systems and the Walkman personal stereo. The launch of an entertainment system that allows users to experience movies or play video games in a personal sensory environment would be a natural next step for Sony and a paradigm-shifting event in its industry. Viewers of movies and players of video games would feel as if they were actually participating in the content they are watching. Their brains would receive messages as if they were actually seeing, tasting, smelling, hearing, and perhaps even feeling the characters and surroundings. Already, as word of the patent has leaked, hardcore gamers have posted breathless comments on internet sites about the possible applications of the new technology. They can't get enough of the possibilities opened up by playing games like Halo in fully immersive 3D virtual reality. This is one of the entertainment technologies we'll be following closely. And second, this technology could also be a viable treatment for blindness and deafness. The patent application that Sony filed asserts that the technology could enable blind people to see and allow deaf people to hear. Though it isn't clear how it would work, the patent application cited research papers that demonstrated that ultrasound impulses have stimulated sensory nerves in frogs. Other research studies have shown that monkeys can control prosthetic limbs using brain signals. In any case, the potential market for these applications alone is enormous. There are 1.1 million blind persons in the United States, costing the federal government more than $4 billion annually in benefits and lost taxable income. And demographic trends will make this even more significant. Currently, 3.5% of the senior population, or about 790,000 Americans, are legally blind. As the number of Americans over the age of 65 increases over the next decade, experts predict there will be 1.6 million blind seniors in the U.S. by 2015 and 2.4 million by 2020. Similarly, about 20 million Americans are deaf or hard of hearing, according to the National Center for Health Statistics of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The lifetime costs for all people with hearing loss who were born in 2000 will total $2.1 billion, according to estimates cited by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As baby boomers age in the coming decades, the number of people with hearing loss is expected to double by 2030. If Sony's technology could restore these people's hearing and vision, it has the potential to generate blockbuster profits. It would appeal to a large, affluent market of people who would pay any price for a product to meet such a critical need.